Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, straight to your calls now. Stan in Missouri. I'll say Missouri. I'm told that's wrong to say Missouri. Missouri, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Stan.
My understanding is that this perpetrator of these murders didn't have any identification on him when they found his body. Well, I was watching primetime last night, and one of the reporters said that they had to have a special door for him to get through with identification, where you slide the card across the door to get in. Well, one thing about people that don't carry identification in this country, Alex, you have three types of people that don't carry any type of identification. Those are vagrants, people that are wanted for hardcore felony crimes, and the third is special forces operatives do not carry any type of identification when they're going behind enemy lines, and also your government spooks don't carry any type of identification when they go into foreign countries unless they assume a different identity.
Yeah, I got ID in my back pocket right now.
I have ID too, Alex. Another thing about this, I listen to Matt, and I understand these kids, they have every right to be mad. I don't blame them. But that's exactly what this government wants. They want these kids stirred up. They're going after the most vulnerable people in this country, our children.
I know, it just makes me mad.
It makes me mad, Alex. Why don't you ever if these are mind control subjects, why don't they ever go into a biker bar? Why don't they ever go into a redneck bar or someplace like that where people are stirred up and they will defend themselves? They're picking on the most vulnerable of the kids, the situation there with the kids.
Yeah, if that punk walked in a big biker bar, he's 10 people.
Well, I tell you what, Alex, I went to a school, a country school. 30 years ago, if that would have happened in my school, I tell you what, we would have had that guy knocked down and would probably just about killed him.
And he probably would have shot two or three of them, but everybody...
Well, we would have tried to take him out, Alex.
Well, the point is, everybody would have rushed him back then.
Yes, that's right.
And now it turns out one or two... And now it turns out... Go ahead.
...surprised all of us in this country, Alex. I was watching the vindication. These kids are in shock. I understand these kids are in shock. But did you watch the vindication about yesterday?
You're talking about that vigil?
Yes, I'm talking about the vigil, Alex.
I can't. I saw it a little bit. I can't watch it.
Well, I didn't like what I seen. I did not like what I seen at all.
What were they doing?
Well, they had three different types of preachers up there, and I mean, it just was entirely upsetting. I mean, these kids are in total shock. I understand that.
What was it, a giant gun confiscation fest or what?
Well, Bush was on there last night. He was talking there last night. You know, they're after the guns.
Wait a minute. Bush went and hoard there? I didn't even know Bush went there?
Yes, Bush was there, sir. He was there yesterday at the vindication.
See, I mean,
Laura Bush was there yesterday at the vindication.
I mean, I knew he was going. I knew he'd been, but he was there, sir.
He was at the vindication.
And now
I missed that part.
I bet his approval rating will go up now, though.
That's what they're after. They're trying to get these kids stirred up, Alex, just like they did back in the 60s. They want an internal revolution in this country. They want everybody at each other's throats.
Well, we know that. Boy, you know what? I'll get the transcript of what he said.
You've got to understand how the Communist Manifesto and communism works, Alex. You've got to understand this. The people have got to understand what's going on in this country. Because I've got police officers I've talked to. This is a setup, Alex. This is a setup.
Well, I agree. You know, you say communist, a rose by another name is still a rose. The globalists have a technique that they also shared with the communists, but the fascists did it too. But you're absolutely right to call it communist, and you're right. They plan for us to have a revolution. They plan for 9/11 to come out, but they plan on people just thinking it's conservatives, and then Bush puts the blame on conservatives.
It's working both ways, Alex. Your liberals and your conservatives, they both have the same goal. They want this new world order.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But
yeah, you're a very, very intelligent individual, Alex. But most of the people have been so desensitized to what they see on TV with violence and everything, we've been accustomed to it.
Yeah, we can watch lots of violence, but when it comes time to go take somebody out, that people just can't get up the courage to do it.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We knew it. This scumbag was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. You know him as Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil. You're in a car wreck, they put you on it. You've got menstrual cramps, they put you on it. You're old, they put you on it. Your kids won't visit you, they put you on it. It puts you into a dreamlike state. Every woman who's cut their baby's arms off, every woman that's drowned her 5 children, every woman, I've talked to cops, they pull up a woman's dancing around naked with butcher knives, but a completely normal realtor, cutting herself, she's on Prozac, went wrong, causes chemical imbalances. It is classed in the psychoactive hallucinogens. Did you know that? Serotonin reuptake inhibitors are hallucinogens. They're also developed, actually, in the 60s, these type drugs for CIA mind control. And they had massive drills at the school constantly. And they said all the school talked about was how to stop mass shooters, which really caused a copycat event there, even if it wasn't a black op. The government disarmed the people and caused this to happen. Any way you cut it. Remember death education they introduced about 1990, nationwide federal funding. Columbine was the pioneer school by 1991. They'd been a 2020 special because they had like 15 kids. It was a huge number. It committed suicide in like 2 years. I say 15 because memory served. It was more than what died at Columbine had died there of suicide. One child died in the coffin. They put him in a coffin. They suffocated as part of the death education. Weird. I mean, this is re-education camps. And then they introduced the idea of suicide, suicide, suicide. So we went from before 1990 with 4 suicides on average a year, folks. They were extremely rare. four a day, to 16 a day now is the average. And I just read those numbers again yesterday. Now we're going to go to your calls. I know we have Richard, Doug, David, Greg, others. We're going to get to you. Aaron Zellman, I'm not going to keep him long, very busy man, JPFO.org, popping in again with us today, popped in with us a few days ago. Aaron, now we've had a chance to see more come out. We are confirming news reports. We do have eyewitnesses saying that EMT-type workers and police and others were at the bars. Everybody's mad, saying that the feds told them to stand down for those 2 hours until a federal team got there, or an hour and 40 minutes, whatever it is, close to 2 hours from 7:15 to 9:55 when the loudspeakers actually went off. All of this happened. We know they blocked aid going in. We know they ordered police to stand down. The police shouldn't follow orders, but they're not as culpable as their bosses. Aaron Zellman, it's worse than you even thought 2 days ago.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. I was not aware of these other reports, but I think that there's no doubt about it. The folks who want to control our lives, actually destroy our freedoms, or rape our rights, perhaps that's a better way to put it, are certainly not losing any time in doing it. And as I said before, I thought that this situation at the technical college, was the timing of it was most interesting, because a couple of weeks before, there was the Parker decision in Washington, D.C., where some federal judges said, you know, this whole thing about guns, it really is an individual right. It's not a collective right. And that is the last thing that the government of the United States wants people to be thinking about.
And we have other governors saying we're going to get rid of our gun laws. We really were starting. Now, Bush covertly, as Bob Barr, NRA board member, said, has been worse than Clinton. Covertly, Bush has been trying to, you know, double and then triple the size of the BATF, build a new building, harass gun shops, enforce all these things, do straw purchase stings at the gun shows, ban a lot of importation. But at least in the hearts and minds, wouldn't you agree, we were really gaining ground? People were figuring it out, Aaron.
Well, we'll have to get back to reminding them. We'll have to get back to turning the light bulb on. I mean, it's going to be up to us to reach out to people and say, wait a minute, this is what you better be thinking about.
Well, there's no doubt this is going to cause real copycats, and we're already getting reports of some things happening.
In fact, there was an incident right over at the college again, where there was a shutdown, and the police were running in there with their guns. I think that was today.
Yeah, total hysteria. We've got that. We'll be covering that after the break. Total hysteria is going on. And, I mean, we're in for the fight of our lives, and literally for our lives with the Second Amendment. Every time they take the guns, tyranny follows, and crime rates explode. What do you see happening? They've reintroduced the gun assault ban, the gun ban. They're talking about even stronger gun legislation, anti-gun, victim disarmament. What do you see happening, Aaron Zellman?
Well, I that's kind of an odd question, Alex, because last night I was listening to Tim Russert, who was on the Jay Leno show, and he felt very strongly that the Democrats aren't going to do anything in the way of gun control, because they know if they lose elections. Now, it'd be interesting if Tim was right, but I'm not going to hold my breath waiting. I think that they may feel that they can promote gun control schemes, and they'll go ahead and full steam and do it.
Well, as of now, if you type gun control into Google News, thousands of news articles come up, and I'd say 95% are anti-gun. We need to get the stories out, the articles that JPFO is putting out, that gun owners is putting out, that we're putting out, and we need to get them to the four winds now, don't we, Aaron?
Well, absolutely. I mean, people who are on our email alert list could take our alerts and start sending them off the newspapers. Just forward the email.
Give us some more solutions.
We can't make it much simpler than that.
Walk through some solutions for us.
Well, I think one of the first things we have to do is there's 100 million gun owners in this country, and we've got to wake them up. I mean, only maybe 4 or 5 million of them really care about anything. And the others have their eyes closed. They have blindfolds on. As I mentioned earlier to your wife, you know, there's 100 million gun owners. There's 2,300 BATF agents in America that are just nothing more than arrogant bureaucrats. So 2,300 thugs are making 100 million armed citizens known as gun owners.
Now, and they have tens of
get on their knees and beg. I mean, this is insane.
And they have tens of thousands of little bureaucrat supporters that work in their offices, but still, we outnumber them tens of thousands to one.
Exactly. So I think it's time for gun owners to, if you really want to solve a problem, if you want to make gun control die, if you want to have a final solution for gun control, if I can put it that way, then we have to reach out to other gun owners and say, well, you guys wake up, join the fight, or get out of the way, and here's $5 for your gun collection, because that's all you think it's worth.
Let me tell this story I've told like 20 times to listeners. I was in a big gun shop here in Austin 6 months ago or so. It was about 8 months ago. That doesn't matter. The point is, I'm in the gun shop, and it's a big place, and a guy walks over one of the salesmen, and he says, you know, I don't appreciate you telling people Bush is anti-gun and for the assault weapons ban. I saw you say that on TV. That's a lie. And then his manager heard it and walked over and said, no, whatever his name was, that's not true. Alex is right. And the guy was like, huh? And then the other guys walked over. They have a lot of service people there at McBride's and said, no, he's right. But still, there's about, I guess, one-fourth of gun owners think we're liars, Aaron. They think everything's fine and Bush is good.
Well, part of the problem, Alex, and this is a tough one to fight, is that about 52% of the American people are getting something from the government in one form or another. A government benefit in one form or another. Now, think about that. That's scary. That should frighten everybody. That over half of the American people are getting something from government. You know, whether it be Social Security or whether it be some type of benefit, at some level, they're getting something from government.
And now,
don't believe that government is bad, that is evil.
And now, and it's the Founding Fathers and history shows us it is, but now they're advertising to the third world to come here and get on welfare and then use those people as a group to vote out guns, like they're doing in L.A. right now.
Oh, absolutely. So I think that, it's a number of things that have to be done. One is we really have to wake up gun owners, and two, we have to make them, become part of a movement to bring America back to America. And that can't be done if we don't get their blindfolds off.
Well, I know this. Just the logic and the fact that gun control doesn't work has come out now, and I do see that more and more. I'm even seeing Hollywood movies by Quentin Tarantino where there's pro-gun messages now. So stuff's happening.
Well, I think that you brought up a very important point that everybody listening can run with immediately, and that is that they can start telling everyone in their town, gun control gets you killed. Want proof? Check out Virginia Tech. And that's a statement they can make over and over and over and never stop making it. And the Sarah Brady's of the world are going to have a hard time being able to argue with that. But gun control gets you killed.
Why do you think they're always on a Prozac-type drug?
Well, it's kind of curious. I think it's also curious why they always commit suicide. No one to question. You know, everything is just tidied up. It's just becoming...
They said he was...
Surely people can see this now, that there's a... these guys are always going to kill themselves afterwards so that no one can ask any questions. Everything's tidied up. Surely people have got to be able to smell that something's going on here.
Well, it's admitted that the government has conditioning mind control programs that do exactly this. I mean, from Larry Ashbrook to all of them, and then Buford Furrow living at that Air Force base before he goes down to the Jewish school, and just all this stuff. This stinks to high heaven.
Well, I think we're going to see more of this rot, and we're going to smell more of it, because, for example, I don't think you're going to have a North American Union, which is coming at us as if it was a guided missile, and still have an armed citizenry. I mean, I think you're going to see them turning up the heat.
Yeah, because they've got massive total gun ban in Mexico and really strict stuff in Canada.
So if you're going to have, you're going to do it with the borders, you're going to have this North American trade zone, whose laws are going to be in charge?
JPFO.org. Give out the phone number, Aaron Zellman.
It's 262-673-9745 or 800-869-1884.
I'm going to be out of town a little bit in the next few days, but I'd like, and you've been very gracious to spend time with us, to get you to come on at least once more and give us a report. Aaron Zellman, thank you.
My pleasure.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, an EU official criticizes the U.S.-Mexico wall. New scare rattles Virginia Tech. New cervical cancer vaccine awaiting approval. I'm going to get to a bunch of news, I promise, before we end the show. But right now, let us go to the phone calls. Richard in Texas, then Doug, David, Chris, Rex, and others. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's wonderful. There's young people like Matt out there. It's great to hear him.
Yep.
You know, the concept of counting on anybody else to take care of your own personal protection is just illogical on its face.
But that's one thing. The government, the people want to take care of themselves. They tell us we're not going to let you take care of yourselves. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of people are going to be starting to look at the possibility of obtaining protection now that perhaps haven't, because you're getting a lot of new listeners out of this. And one thing I want to express is that there are avenues to obtain guns, particularly kit guns and certain gun show situations that are outside the reporting mechanisms, and I think people ought to have a look at those. Also, I'd appreciate it if you would comment on the logic behind the conceal and carry allowance that ought to be given at schools, and how, you know, a lot of people are going to think that the concept of young people carrying guns at school is just, you know, too much because of their youthful age.
Well, I mean, it's like Aaron Zellman.
Carry processes, you know, the violence attached to any of those people is virtually unheard of, and they're highly trained in the use of their firearms.
No, I hear you. Let me comment on that. Thanks for the call. We've now got, what, 6-7 years since it went in Florida and Texas, and the gun grabbers said you will see law of the jungle, mass killings by these gun owners. They'll throw fits and kill everyone. Literally no cases. There was some case where a guy killed his wife, which would have happened, you know, regardless, and they really hyped it nationally like a year ago. I mean, there's like no known cases other than that. And crime goes down by upwards of 20 to 25%. It's always in that number. In Texas, it's 22. Florida's 25. It's just, go look it up. Because the crooks get scared, man. They actually move to other states. I got my family's got concealed carry, which turns it right into a privilege, but it's a stopgap. What I don't like is if you get that concealed carry, you're supposed to roll your window down and stick your hands up when the idiot cop pulls you over. You have no criminal record. You've been vetted by the state police. You've been registered. You can't have as much as a crooked toenail. But still, for the officer may be scared. Oh, my God. So what I do is I carry a rifle in my car, folks, because I don't have to lick the boots of the police or anybody or do anything. And I don't carry it all the time. Sometimes if I get a threat or something, I, you know, the shotgun goes in there. And I've got a, you know, legally short shotgun, so it's easy to deal with. And believe me, I'm not going to miss with that Russian. It's a Russian, you know, it's the type of double barrel, but it's sawed off a legal length. It's manufactured short. What's that thing called? Bounty Hunter. Yeah, and believe me, I'll be able to protect myself with two shots. I don't. That's why I got a revolver right here with seven shots. I don't need a whole bunch, folks. You know, what do they say in that movie, The Departed, about, you know, big guns and automatic ones? It doesn't add to your prowess. I mean, there's a use for those. If I was going to be held down with a bunch of people charging me, it'd be nice to have semi-auto and, you know, a bunch of clips. But for dealing with a single nut, believe me, my shotgun will do a very nice job with you, because I'll stick it right in your face and pull the trigger. You try to mug me or anything, or try something. And then just in the off chance I miss, I've got one more. But nothing like a double-barrel shotgun to have with you like the Road Warrior. All righty, then. I'm babbling again. I said I'd go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Texas. You're on the air, Doug.
Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hi.
I've been following your work, and I'm quite impressed with it. I'd like to come to you today with two perspectives based on experience. One, as a military personnel, Vietnam 66-67, actually in the same gunboat division, the Senator Kerry. Only he got there a little bit after I left. The other one is my career that I had as working for the Department of Veterans Affairs as a post-traumatic stress disorder specialist. I worked in the trenches, not to try to, you know, build up my resume and put peer, you know, reviews on there. And based on those two reflections, I'd just like to comment on two things. One, I'd like to preface it by saying, did you know that several days ago, before the shooting, that the case for Columbine, a lot of documents were decided by a court to be suppressed, I think, for 20 years.
I had seen that it went to court and it was going to be a decision a few weeks ago. I didn't know the decision would come out.
Very, very unique timing. I tried to pull it up again today to, you know, for you to try to give you that link, but I noticed since yesterday.
Oh, we're safe. We can activate another sleeper. Stay there. We'll come back to you. Yeah, it's always somebody who suddenly won't talk and is like a zombie, who's on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor hallucinogen. That's what they're classified in, the hallucinogenic category. And they put you into a dream state, and then they magically go kill a bunch of people. The police stand down as usual. and then they do the disposal function that they've been well-trained to do. Because the pain stops in the torture when they simulate killing themselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
So this crazy man shot 57 people at least, killing 33. That means he shot 56 and then himself, so, but he shot 56, killing 33. He'd pumped three shots per person. So what's three, and that's what they're saying. Let's say he didn't shoot everybody three times. Let's say two times, 56. That is 112 rounds. So that's 112 rounds fired calmly with precision, shooting people twice, getting them on the ground, putting one in the back of the head, while in classrooms people waited to be killed with one 9mm. Now, even if he was trained properly and would know he had, like, say, 15 shots per mag, and then he'd shoot, you know, 12 in there, 13 or whatever, you know, it wouldn't really count, but you generally know. And then you put another one in while one's chambered so people can't rush you. Now they're saying he didn't use the 22. This stinks to high heaven. It would take a rare person to not get sick, to not get nauseous. There have been a lot of these mass shooters. They go and they kill two or three kids and they start throwing up, even though they thought they were evil. It's kind of what happened with Harrison Clyburn, according to reports. You know, they could have killed a lot more, but there was supposedly some other shooters in there. But it gets pretty nauseous when you're actually splattering heads, innocent people. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you renounce him? No, I do not renounce him. There goes your head. Larry Ashbrook did that too. Do you renounce Christ? No. Boom. Blow the head off. I guess at that point when somebody's about to kill you, and one guy said, I do, and he said, you can go. Why are they always doing in mid-April, late April, Hitler's birthday? Why are they all? It's very occult. The occult high holy day is April 19th, the night of, into the 20th. That is the most important druidic slash, and it goes into Satanism holiday. That's even worse than Samhain, Samhain, Halloween. And, my God, heaven help us. Heaven help us. I just look at all the patterns. It's the same. It's like with 9/11. You got all these weird esoteric patterns, but we don't even get into that because we have all this hard proof we can show. But the globalists always leave their calling card, like leaving death's head, skull and bones cards at the shootings. I got to write a note on that for an article. Northwoods. Northwoods talks about how to commit mass shootings, sniper attacks, and then how to blame patsies. And they said they do it in D.C. and Miami. I mean, the government wrote up plans about stage mass shootings, okay? And how to frame patsies. Now, these are more sophisticated, and we know they have mind control. The stuff you see in the Manchurian candidate, the one made with Sinatra, and the one that came out a few years ago, that is as accurate as it gets. I mean, that is what they do, folks. I've seen it on History Channel with Jolly and West and Ewing Cameron, where they would just grab kids out of foster homes. They get people to commit their family members, and just for no reason, depression with teenagers, take them, and a year later they release them, and the woman would have a new name, believe all this stuff. They give a program word. She'd do whatever they said. I mean, this is admitted. You understand? This is like they know how to build a Ford F-150 on a Ford plant, okay? Or Lockheed Martin knows how to build a certain type of fighter jet. I mean, they can build these. This is 1950s technology. And they drug you up on hallucinogens. They torture you. They scare you. But then everything gets nice. Everything gets happy with certain keywords. Then they drug you for months on end. They go back and forth with all different sorts of drugs, with audio recordings, with headsets on your head, repeating things. So it has these powerful compulsions. It's like an obsessive compulsive disorder. They like put you into this state, into this area. They like to find people who they profiled who would fit into this. And then they'll torture you, but then take the pain off with a certain word. They'll give you a fake gun. You simulate shooting yourself, and they go, good, good. And then, you teach, I mean, this is how they do it. What you do is you teach them after they went and shot, you'd put them in simulators while they're drugged, have them shooting the thing, similar to video games that you see, and you just drill them and drill them and drill them, and then you just go around going, shooting people. And then after you're done, it's time to commit suicide. Now, that's real. They did get 120-plus bombs into Columbine. The son of an FBI agent did start it. There was a black cop going on there. Over half the kids weren't there that day. Everybody knew about it. They made a film about how they were going to do it. They were being handled. One of them's parents was a top NASA physicist in secret underground space command operations while they lived there. The other guy was a Fulbright colonel, also in secret military applications at Space Command for the Air Force. Okay, you got two kids in mega secret government black op. Okay? You've got... I don't have time. I said I'd get into Columbine today, but I've just... I said I'd go to your calls, too. It's just... You start going over the evidence, it just blows your mind. I said I'd go to your calls, though. Let's go back to Doug in Texas. Finish up, Doug.
Yes, I just wanted to say that this Virginia Tech seems to be a very, very strange place, to say the least. Prior shooting, not too long ago, somewhat unusual.
They put loudspeakers in the week before this happens?
Yeah, but again, based on a military perspective, as far as I'm concerned, again, none of us want to jump to conspiracy theory and be irresponsible about it, and I'm sure you're at the head of the pack at that. However, my instincts, it's my old ambush instincts,
exactly.
What I call it, being in Vietnam, tells me that the first shooting smells almost like a duck. What I call, it smells like a ruse to try to detract attention away from something later that was going to happen, which would make sense if there was, again, some, exacerbated planning on it. Second of all, the other interesting thing is, of course, you know, there were certain anomalies like the serial numbers being fouled off the guns, which we heard, a little bit earlier. Very strange for an individual who maybe intended to kill himself. There was, really no need to worry about being traced. But the most unusual thing that I find is that what I studied from the psychology point of view, when I look at this kid's face, and I have plenty of experience in this area, and I look at his eyes, that's something I've seen before. It's something not...
Thousand-yard stare.
He has, in the business I was in for PTSD, we used to have a term among Vietnam vets that was called the thousand-yard stare. It's that stare that somebody has been somewhere, or either that or they've been on some kind of psychiatric medication, which they claim that he may have been on. Of course, that's what we're told that he was on. Nobody really knows that. But the strange issue is not only the two-hour break and this whole other business, but I also recall hearing of this area, this place, called Blacksburg, somewhere before. And I remembered seeing those eyes somewhere before. So I just did a little research on my own, and I came up with two things real quick. One is, I checked back to a book that was called Access Denied. I don't know if you're familiar with Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips.
Yes.
These are people, they got some Google tapes, and from a psychological point of view, I watched their tapes over and over again. And I believe this woman. She's got that thousand-yard stare. She's got that look. She's been through something.
Well, so much. Also, let me just go back. Used to, I didn't believe them 10 years ago. I couldn't believe it. But then a lot of what they talk about came out later and has been proven with stuff that leaks out. The homosexual prostitutes, and that's just the upper layer. That's kind of like hors d'oeuvres and all the stuff that keeps coming out of the White House at Bohemian Grove that they describe before anybody had ever infiltrated. And, man,
well, she claims she's been in all of that. Plus, yeah. she claims, she has a very, very interesting story. And I watched her over and over again in those tapes, to be very, very cautious. And I believe her. There's a form of dissociation when she still talks. There's a compartmentalization between her emotions sometimes, which is pretty predictable of that. But here's an interesting thing for you, Alex. I don't know if you're aware of this. In her book, Access Denied, which came out before the shooting, that's what reminded me where I heard of the little place called Blacksburg. Because before the shooting, in her book, she mentions Blacksburg. And so I did a curious little search up on our site. And what I got out here is that apparently she's already talked about Blacksburg, listing it as a place in her book, Access Denied. And if I may just quote just briefly from what she says here, she says, it's about a tiny little town in Virginia, Blacksburg. We felt strongly it would eventually become news again. Not paraphrasing the quoting. Why? Because Blacksburg's an underground, in the underground side of a local Blacksburg mountain, there's the best kept United States government above top secret laboratory for the developing and applying, as such as in Kathy's case, of such weapons as human robotic mind control and programming.
Oh my God, when did she write that book?
That, I don't know the exact date on that book, but what my suggestion
is... Well, I'm asking you, is that in the book?
It's quoted here that they said that they had it in the book. I pulled it down from their site, and it's listed again in April 16, 2007. But my question...
All right, I'll get them on. My God,
yeah,
that's important.
Get them on, because I'm telling you, she's got... Listen, her whole story, presuming it's believable, and I believe it, you know what? It's almost a template of exactly your philosophy of what you've been preaching for a long time, and I mean that in a kind way, preaching. It's a template of mind control, and she's a very, very, convincing speaker. And also, the man that she's with, also Mark Phillips, is somewhat compelling because he has some background in the intelligence community. Now, when I watch that, and I listened to the shooting, and again, she even, the quote in here even says is that, sadly, she says, though predictably, that she's not surprised at all that this happened there. You know, so when I look at her eyes, and of course I've seen this, that's a picture, you can't go by much from that, but when you hear about the kind of, delusional smile on the face, not being really with it, there's a lot of, a lot of similarities can be drawn with those kind of psychological balances.
I hear you. Listen, call back in the next few days with your analysis. It's great, sir. I got to get to the other callers, but thank you. He's coming in with a lot of reports here. More mind control. Thank you. Says mind games, new on the internet, a community of people who believe the government is beaming voices into their minds. They may be crazy, but the Pentagon has pursued a weapon that can do just that. And then here's another one. Why did you bring this in about the guy that got killed? Oh, NASA Langley is connected, and the professor that got killed is involved?
That's early reporting.
Oh, my God. Get Watson on it now. Gee, this is. It always turns out. We told you NASA's always involved, specifically with the kid. They're always on Prozac-type drugs. They're always on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It always turns out there's more shootings. The police always stand down for hours. Oh, no. I wish it was just a nut. Oh, no. Let's go ahead and take another call. David in PA, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I guess not too good. It just never ends.
Yeah. Well, I have something kind of related. I don't know if anybody said anything about it, but there's a House bill that's been introduced into committee up here in Pennsylvania, House Bill number 760. And I would just encourage everybody that lives in the state of Pennsylvania to call their state representative. Can I get that phone number?
Sure.
It's a general number for the whole state, and they can transfer them from there. It's area code 717-787-2372, and it's Firearm Registration Act bill. And there's some real vague stuff in here, and there's some real direct stuff, and basically it comes down to they can take your gun if they so choose to, and the lady on the phone when I called her said she doubted it would ever go to vote, but if people, I've called quite a few friends of mine, and they all seem like, oh, it'll never happen, and I think that's the mentality. Once it's done, it's too late then. And I'm kind of concerned about it because, I think that's exactly what the Nazis did back in 1938. They took the guns away from the Jews so they didn't have an uprising because they knew what they had planned on doing, and once the Jews realized that there were concentration camps just with their regular firearms, they were able to fight pretty well, actually.
Absolutely.
And also, I want to make one quick comment about, a lot of times, people say, well, you can't make everything a conspiracy, the government's involved in it. One big thing that I think you said that I think is the most important thing is if they installed speakers and they didn't use them when he initially killed anybody, to me that would say there's something going on there that has to be something that's a cover-up.
Well, see, and the whole school wouldn't be involved in the black op. That the speakers and the SWAT team drills, that's all an excuse for the... And they bootlegged the op through all that. It's always the same. Look, listen, I appreciate your call. There's always drills. It didn't matter if it's 7-7, 9-11, Oklahoma City. They just never stop because you'll have feds and cops right next to cops that are part of it, and they never even know. Look, Beeslon, major reporters came out and said it was the government, and in like a week, three of them got their heads blown off. Okay? I mean, they're not playing games, folks. Governments do this. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in North Carolina. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
This is kind of unrelated to that whole thing, but did you notice that how the Supreme Court had ruled against the states' rights for the banks lately? Yesterday there was a Supreme Court ruling stating that, like, the states have less regulation and it's all been pushed over to the feds again?
Yeah, everything's consolidating, and the dollar's plunging, and they're gearing up for war. But we're all talking about Anna Nicole Smith, and Gonzalez was about to get in trouble, but now it's all the shooting, and they've not set a new date. Looks like it's going to be canceled. No investigation of Gonzalez. It's all just shooting.
Yep. It just seems like more cover-up for stuff that's going on in the background as it all happens.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if Kathy O'Brien indeed wrote in her last book that Blacksburg has a mind-control facility and that she looks for something to happen there, I'll kiss my foot. I'll eat my hat. I just don't know. This is just getting... It's always the same, though. I said it'd be NASA, it'd be mind-control facilities. I know they've got some continuity of government facilities out there, and... It's just, we're in so much trouble, folks. They've been taking unlimited government funds and doing secret black ops forever, and genetic engineering, drugging, you name it. I mean, we're just, it's just crazy. I don't know what to say. And regardless, the government held the cops back, made this 10 times worse than it would have been. The government let him go on forever, taking his time. The people have been conditioned to sit there and behave themselves while they kill them one after the other. That's mass mind control with the media and the culture. We're all under mind control. We've got to break it. Anything else? He's gone. We might take a few calls in the final segment. I did say I'd get into some other news, so I'm going to blitz through some news in the final segment. And we'll end this transmission. I just makes my head spin, literally spin, to see all the things that are happening. And one thing's for sure, it's going to get rougher before it all gets better. But we're going to go in through and beyond, my friends. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Virginia Tech. Catherine Logan named NASA Langley Professor. CIA NASA. Turns out that we're getting some interesting calls, and we're confirming some of it. Guess what, folks? They have a big program with the CIA and NASA. That's the intel we're getting, and we're confirming some of that right now. Strange. Mike, you're getting calls from folks that don't want to go on air. What are they saying?
I got a call from a gentleman earlier said that Virginia Tech the other day, when the shootings originally happened, he was surfing their website, found their departments and their science department had a biomechanics undergrad program that is sponsored by NASA, and the residency program is at Langley. And he said he's been back on the website. Now the links are down. I've been to the website now. I can't find the links anywhere. A lot of the links error out, so there's no way to look at them. But trying to find the links to that program, but that program's been removed.
We need to go to the Wayback Machine, the Google Wayback, and they got a few other things that save that before they expunge it.
Okay.
If they are indeed covering that up, that's even an even bigger red flag.
And the only thing that I could find is this professor that is appointed to NASA through Virginia Tech at Langley. But the caller that called didn't want to go on the air, but he said that they do have a program that residencies at Langley through Virginia Tech.
Now, remember what I said on Monday. I said, if there's a NASA connection, if there's a lag when they went in, if this guy's on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it's over. And now they had drills and weird, the Fed said, wait, oh my, I mean, come on. I mean, it's just every time, Mike.
It seems to be, it's kind of strange that all the links to NASA from Virginia Tech seem to be down.
Well, also, probably as I said it Monday, also, it's not, if people can say, well, that's just a college, they're all going to have NASA links. No, it's the high schools too, folks. They have weird special, by the way, I know someone, a good friend of mine, who actually was in a special NASA school as a child, and it was actual mind control, and the person is a movie director. And the person is a movie producer, and he's completely sane, and he was in the high-grade mind control program. He was in another program. I'm not supposed to get into it. The point is, NASA's got these schools everywhere. People just don't know about it. Pretty scary, huh, Mike?
That is scary. Even when I Googled Virginia Tech together with Langley and NASA, I got one page that came up as Project Monarch. Looks like it was from the 60s, but I haven't gone very far on it.
Excuse me? Do you know what Project Monarch is?
I'm not familiar with it.
That is an official, that was a declassified mind control program. Oh my God, and Virginia Tech was involved in Monarch. Oh my God. Oh man, how dumb do they think we are? Oh my God. We'll just have to have... By the way, I was supposed to go on vacation, folks, and I'm going to have some co-hosts in here covering it, but I am going to go... Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
I am going to go on vacation, but I will be for at least an hour tomorrow and Friday co-hosting with the folks. I'll be on with Michael Rivero. Also, Jack Bloods agreed to come in and sit in for some of the hours. And that's it. I'll be on vacation. I'm going to take off 2 days and Saturday, but I'm going to be on the air, okay? I will be here tomorrow. And I'll be on with Mike, and I'll also be on. I'll just call in with reports, but I'm going to spend some time. It's not like when I say, I'm going on vacation, I'll call in, and I call for 10 minutes. I'm going to be there with reports, stuff in front of me. I'm going to be working on this. I'm going to get Paul Watson on this, all our guys. You need to go do the research and dig up stuff we can't find. Sorry to all the callers. We're out of time here. It was all this other news. Please support us in what we're doing. Please support us in what we're doing. Please go to InfoWars.com and go to the Secure Safe online shopping cart. The internet may not be up forever. They're really coming after it. Get the hardcore DVDs. Get Road to Tyranny. Get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Terror Storm. Get Martial Law. Get Loose Change Second Edition. InfoWars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do not wait. Get the word out. Until everybody you know, tune into this show, 11 to 2 Central Live, as we put our heads together and brainstorm for 3 hours every day. All right. God bless you. Take care. Get out there and expose these people. Buy guns.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.